I remember years ago we had an Irish priest at our church. His name was but when he pronounced it in Gaelic, you could not recognize it as at all. It was it was completely, well, just as much difference between the Gaelic and the English as there would be between English and German. But he could speak Gaelic, some Gaelic, and he used to do it just to tease us kids. But when he said Thomas Jones, when he said I don't remember how he said it, but it didn't sound like Thomas Jones at all. But he was straight from Ireland, and of course, in the Catholic Church, you find quite a bit of Irish accent because the majority of your priests and nuns come from Ireland. Ireland produces more priests and nuns than any country in the world. At our church I go to now, there are four priests there, and three of them are from Ireland.
I had an idea that might be so, because I've met several Irish priests.
It is, and different orders of nuns, most of them are from Ireland. You don't have, of course, Ireland is Catholic from way back, when everybody in Ireland was Catholic, and that was the parents raised their children hoping they would be priests or nuns and aimed them in that direction. Today, in the United States, they beg for boys to That's enter true. The seminary and girls to enter the convents because it's not, the children are just not geared to it. As they are and still are in Ireland, all the young priests, the majority of the young priests who are ordained have come from Ireland. We've had, for the last three or four summers at our church, young boys, I mean 18, 19, 20, 21, who are in the seminary and come over here for the summer to work with a parish to learn from the ground up, in addition to their seminary studies. We've had any number of them over there from straight from Ireland. Some of them you could hardly understand a word they said, but the Irish still produce the majority of the priests and nuns.
Would you ever, do you remember when you were going to school, different ethnic categories of the kids that you went to school with, were they generally all of English or Irish or German descent? Or
I don't know, and I don't think that was anything that anybody ever worried about, what your national background was. We were either Jewish or Gentile, and we all went to school together. Of course, we had no colored in school when I was in school. This integration has come about since then in the South. There were no colored children in school with me at all. They had their own schools and their own section of town, but now they're integrated. In fact, they bus them to achieve integration to get a balance.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that they're having a problem with integration now in Boston, and which is kind of interesting because there's a lot of the